In the years before technology became so embedded in our lives, a school district open house to explain the details of a levy and bond issue might have drawn a big crowd. So when I arrived at Farwell Elementary School one evening, I was surprised to find the event would include 5 district administrators, 1 school board member, and me. And I'm not sure Superintendent Tom Rockefeller was surprised.
One of the interesting things is how social media and the internet has changed things because, we have extremely detailed information on our website that discusses everything from our 25-year plan to what we've got planned with this bond and what this specific different projects that are in this bond.
So to those specifics.
The number one thing that we've got going right now is that we grew several hundred kids. In fact, this last month, we grew another 26 kids, I believe, in our enrollment.
So there's the urgency for the district. Find more space for a rapidly growing student population. It's the main theme of this campaign video created by Mead alum Mitch Davis.
Hear that truck? That's another family moving into the Mead School District. It's not hard to see why. The Mead School District has a great reputation. That's why my family moved here from California just last year. In fact, in the next decade, the district is expected to grow by nearly 3,000 students. Where in the heck are we going to put them all?
We have 68 acres up on the prairie, and we're going to put a middle school up there, so that'll give us 3 middle schools across the district. We're going to move our 6th grades up to the middle schools, and that'll free all of that space. Plus, we need to build another elementary just to stay ahead.
If this bond passes and the district starts building, Rockefeller says administrators would then focus next on adding new space for high school students. There are other items in the bond issue, too.
We're looking at a fairly comprehensive performing arts and athletic complex.
That would be built at the site of the 92-year-old former middle school and junior high in the town of Mead. It would seat about 4,500 people for home football games for Mead and Mount Spokane high schools and for the district's other outdoor sports and activities.
We do have pretty large marching bands that are very competitive. We also have color guard that's a very competitive flag teams. And then we have an overabundance of clubs and private groups that are wanting to use our facilities.
The bond also calls for new transportation and maintenance facilities to be built across the street from the old Mead Middle School. As Rockefeller finished his explanation, we looked up to find a community member named Luana Morris walking in to join the meeting.
I'm the whole audience, am I?
You're it.
Yeah. Yay!
You got a question?
I have a million questions.
Okay. Ms. Morris says she lives near the site of the proposed new facilities in Mead. She worries about the extra people, noise, and light they would bring. Her concerns weren't new. She's already been talking about them with the district's facilities and planning director, Ned Wendell. Here, they renewed their conversation.
I'd be more than happy, to sit down and figure out how we can make that landscaping. We want to be good neighbors still, I mean, right now you've got 120 buses in your backyard.
Yes, but there's also a lovely large building that blocks it from the house at the end of the street, so
right.
There's a little sound buffer with
right.
that.
The new bond would replace an expiring bond issue. The new rate is 22 cents per thousand less than the expiring rate. The bond needs 60% yes votes to be approved, and a certain number of people need to cast ballots to validate the election. There is no such validation requirement for the levy, and it needs only a simple majority to pass. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.